not a movie guy. I wear my shoes inside. Well, it's been a while, so put your hands together and let's grow together. Yeah, let's grow forever.
Welcome to Hand of the Dirt, a gardening podcast about football. We do not have Michael Serber today, but we will have him next week. Stephen Hartzell, how are you?
Hey, buddy. Yeah, it may or may not be my fault.
God damn, look at this motherfucking deer just walking straight through the front of my yard.
Well, I mean, why don't you stop feeding them?
Where's the... Oh, and there's the rest.
How many deer you see right now?
Three.
Whew. Any antlers?
No. But if she, I tell you what, hey, don't, if you touch Amelia, thank you. You better run away.
Just yell out the window, man. Yeah, just.
That's what I just did.
Good. Yeah.
It, if they start taking snaps at Amelia, my magnolia tree, I'll lose my mind. Stephen Hartzell, how are you?
I'm well. I may or may not be the reason that Serber is not here today because my scheduling has just been a nightmare and these guys have tried their best to accommodate me.
We've had a lot going on.
Yeah, we moved podcast platforms. That affected yes. people. They were like, where's yep. my hit D? We're here. We're back. We're fine.
We're good.
We'll talk about more of that next week when Serber's back because I want to give him his flowers. He did a lot of work behind the scenes.
He did a lot of work behind the scenes. I'm doing some work behind the scenes as well.
Yeah,
we're going to do a limited run of Yeti Ramblers.
Wow. Are you breaking news here on the show?
Yeah. Limited run of Yeti Ramblers.
What is a Rambler?
It is one of their stackables.
Okay.
It is 20 ounces.
Okay. It's a big Yeti.
It's like a steel blue. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Fits into your cup holder.
Okay.
We're going to put them at like $65.
Damn. Okay.
There's only 10.
Very limited. A very limited batch.
Very limited run.
So I was, we can workshop this in real time. I love the Yeti Rambler. Love it. I was thinking.
Have I not sent you the picture of it?
No, you haven't, but that's okay. That's very on brand for how we operate as a show.
We fly by the seat of our pants.
I like the idea. You tell me what you think about this.
Uh-huh.
I like the idea of a limited run of Hit D fanny packs.
Fanny packs, that's... Are we talking crossbodies? Are we talking like true fanny packs?
So here's I have looked into this. There are a lot of options here. Okay, but here's where this takes off. We get Hit D patches. All right.
Mm-hmm.
These patches are then hand sewn onto the fanny pack. How are we going to do this? You ask. I'm so glad that you asked. Yaya has been gone. She's been on a trip. Mm-hmm. For over a month, she has not been at our house.
Yeah.
I still, it is the first week of June as we record the show, there is still not a return date for Yaya, okay?
She bought an open-ended trip.
She bought a one-way ticket, and she's still there. And when she gets back, I will be asking her to sew some patches because, I mean, look, she is a master seamstress, okay? She's way too qualified to be sewing patches onto fanny packs.
Yeah.
She worked at David's Bridal. R.I.P. David's Bridal, by the way. Y'all used to be a place.
That.
Yeah. You hate to see it.
Yeah, you do.
So anyway, long story short, I think there's a market. I mean, you're a fanny pack user. I'm a fanny pack user.
We cut her a little slice.
No, she does all of this for free. have I not told you my Yaya story? Can I tell you my Yaya story?
Yeah,
no, I did. I called you from the parking lot, did I not?
Oh, yes, you did. Yes.
Yeah, Yaya got her car impounded. For those that don't know, just a brief story here. Yaya parked herself at the PTI Greensboro
Airport.
And parked in the curbside spots.
And just left.
And parked that bitch and literally walked in, checked her bag, and got on a plane. And that that car got towed. Okay, it got impounded. We found out that it got impounded when we went to the airport the next day to get her car.
It wasn't there.
And it wasn't there. And we're like, what lot did you park in? She's like, I didn't park it in a lot. I parked it right out front. Okay, very good. So my point is, she is working off. She will be working off.
That's. I don't think that's the terms we need to use right now.
No?
She would be volunteering to help us out.
She's in the hole financially. She is in the hole.
No. She's not in the hole. If she sewed the patches onto a fanny pack, she'd be helping us out. That's the way we talk about it.
Fine. But the backstory is, you know, we had to pay straight cash, homie, to get that car out of the impound lot at Greensboro International Airport. Regardless, I love the idea of the Rambler.
But she's amazing. She's an amazing seamstress.
Yeah, she's spectacular. She's amazing.
And so she would be doing us a solid.
Spectacular.
After you did her a solid. That's a favor for a favor.
Sure. It wasn't ideal having to go to parking services.
That's a favor for a favor.
Yeah, sure.
That's a favor for a favor. We're going to do a lot of voicemails today. But yes, the 10 Yetis, I am waiting on the boxes. I will tell you this right now. I'm going to work through all this. All the information will be on the Instagram.
Love it.
For how to get them.
What color are these Ramblers?
Did I not just send them to you?
I don't get pictures at the office very. Oh, here we go. Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Fire.
And just for the record, I do need 10 people to show up, or one person to buy 10. Either way, because my wife is 100% betting against me.
She's betting against us. Love that. Not cool. Yeah. Not cool,
she's
Kristen.
Like, she said no one's going to pay $60 to get a hit the Yeti. I was like, you spent, how much money did you spend for the Yetis that you have? She's like, I don't know. They were like $45. I was like, and they didn't have anything on them. So she's betting against me. We'll see what happens. She's at home, so I have to kind of talk a little more quiet.
Okay.
She's out of school. My kid's in school. Are your kids in school still?
No, we're out of school. We've been out of school for 2 weeks now.
2 weeks?
Well, that's why we went. This is week number two. That's why we went to Kansas last week.
So how was that? You went to Kansas or you went to Missouri? Because you said Missouri in the text. Right?
Well, it was both. We drove.
Oh, man.
We saw 7 states in 7 days. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's 7 brides for 7 brothers.
We spent
you
the
don't
night.
Know what that is.
Nope, I don't. We spent the night in Nashville.
My dad, hey, just for a second, my dad will get that. It's one of the best scenes in a movie. 7 brides for 7 brothers, and they dance, and they dance on slats, and it's amazing. If you haven't seen it, you can just look up the one scene on YouTube. The movie's not great overall. But it is a really good scene, so check that out. Okay, so you saw 7 states in 7 days.
Yeah, we drove to Kansas City, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Hung out for a couple days. The wedding was near Columbia, Missouri.
Oh, yeah.
So we basically...
Como.
Yeah, so we ended up backtracking. Columbia was, it's a weird place for an SEC school. Like, it didn't feel... I don't know.
Midwest.
I mean, maybe it kind of fits in with like your Oxfords and Starkvilles and kind of like these outpost places.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure there's an Ole Miss fan who's offended by that. Sorry. I just, you know what I mean, though? Like it felt very like one of these is not like the other type vibes.
Right.
Missouri's a weird state, man. Like it's.
You don't have to tell me, man.
It's a different place. We drove through Illinois. Illinois was a fucking shithole.
Well, you're at the bottom of it.
I understand. But, like, the whole state was under construction. Like, the highways just had 40 miles of cones. Nobody's doing any work. If you know what I'm talking about, call in and tell me why the speed limit is 60. And if I get a fine in the mail, then I'll tip my cap to Illinois. All right, but
no, I
absolutely tested that theory.
I drove from Chicago to St. Louis.
Yeah, well,
and it was just like this sucks. And I'm in the car with other people, and they're like, Oh, this is normal.
Yeah, it was interesting. I mean, your boy was absolutely doing 85 through that work zone.
That couldn't be me.
So we'll see. If the fine folks in Illinois decide they want to send a ticket to your boy, then we'll see.
They're going to have to, guess what, though? They're going to have to do some work because you got a North Carolina license plate, right?
No, they're absolutely going to have to earn it. Yeah, but
yeah, they're going to have to, if they earn it, they earn it.
What is because, this?
Yeah. And guess what? Thanks to our current administration, a lot of these programs are underfunded. So I don't think they have the ability to do it.
Interstate 24, Interstate 57, you know who you are. I mean, just an absolute, just an embarrassment.
How was the wedding?
The wedding was fine. The wedding was great. We were there. We spent the night in Nashville. That's kind of our halfway spot. We got a hotel that we stay at, and it was nice because there's a pool, and the kids have been in the car for 6-7 hours, and they can just rage at the pool. So that was nice. It was fun. It was a good trip. I will say one thing about Kansas and the suburbs of Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
Johnson County, which is where we were, it's kind of bougie. Shawnee, Overland Park, Lenexa, this area that's like south of Kansas City, on the Kansas side.
Right.
Dude, for a fescue guy like myself, just lawns absolutely thriving.
Okay.
Just gorgeous fescue, man. Now, you're also in these neighborhoods where the acres or the lots are, you know, 0.3, 0.4 acre lots, right? These are tiny lots.
But First of all, stop. I'm on 0.33.
Yeah.
It's not small.
They're packed in. You know what I'm saying? It's like a...
No, dude. I drive my kid to school every day.
Uh-huh.
I am seeing houses that are on smaller lots than my house. Bigger homes. I will say this.
I'm not trying to lot shame here. I'm not trying to lot shame. I'm just saying...
0.33 is a lot of space.
Okay. The lawns are very manageable in terms of size, and they looked perfect. I mean, everybody's lawn was just... They were all A-plus lawns.
Yeah.
Different grow zones, different temps, but...
Well, I'm giving out A-pluses too easily.
Yeah, I'm a harsh grader, but all these lawns were coming pretty correct.
My lawn guy came while I was in the... Dude, that sounds terrible. My lawn guy came. My lawn guy did lawn service while I was in the shower yesterday. And I was like, what happened out here? And she was like, oh, he came. Ishmael came, so we're good.
And Ishmael, like, call me Ishmael.
Yeah, and I do. And you know what's crazy? My wife calls him. Cause she's already tired of me using the push reel mower.
Do you know what book that's from? Call Me Ishmael.
Is it not from, what is it? Is it from Moby Dick?
It's the opening line from Moby Dick.
Yeah.
Proud of you.
Why are you proud of me?
Because that was a literary question. That's literally like a Jeopardy question. Like I was testing your literary knowledge there, and you nailed it.
I knew it wasn't from Ahab, like Ahab and the whale. I knew I know what it is. Come on, dude. Come on, man.
Crushed
it. That's how little you think of me.
No, it was a test and you passed.
Okay. Well, speaking of test to pass, my kid is doing, she had to do time trials yesterday.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Oh, it's fantastic. She's going to be in the fast heat. She will be in the fast heat to start the season.
Let's go.
First meet is on Friday. Or, excuse me, on Thursday. You know what else is on Thursday?
Happy hour.
Field day.
Oh. So you've got, this is it. This is the last week.
No, we have 2 days next week.
Are these snow days? Is that why we're...
I don't know what they are. I just know when it is.
Mm.
I have been at that school so many days. And I will be at the school on Thursday. I'll be at the school on Friday for the end of year party. I will be at the school again for the lights out party.
Mm.
And then they get out early on the last day. And I think we'll probably go to lunch with another family. Did I tell you I went to the pool?
Yeah.
Did.
What was that water temp?
I don't know. I didn't get in it.
Is it a heated pool?
No.
It had to be cold.
It was cold as shit.
Had to be.
And guess what? You know how many times I went to the pool? On Saturday? This most recent Saturday? Twice.
Mm.
Went to the pool to take her to swim practice at 9 in the morning. Then I was like, you know what? I'm going to be like a good sport about this. My wife and I got, Kristen and I got, we got into a little dust up. You know how it is when you're in a relationship, right?
Yeah.
When you're in a marriage.
Yes, I do.
You get into a little dust up. She didn't like hearing me tell the other parents or my dad that. I was like, I'm going to see how long I can go without putting on swim trunks. She's like, that's not cool, man. And I was like, okay, I'll go to the pool today. And I went to the pool. I did not get in the pool. I did not take my shoes off. I wore my Pegasus, the strapless Pegasus.
All right.
The laceless Pegasus. I wore those. I took out my laptop. I turned on my mobile hotspot, and I started typing. And I got some work done, but I did make nice with all the people that were there. I met a new friend, this lady who's a grandma that visits from Florida. I did all the pool stuff without being in the pool. And then, how long do you think we were there?
3 hours.
3.5.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, this is... Like, you like going to play golf, right? You like going to the pool, and you like going to play golf.
That's correct.
Imagine if, like, so what if someone didn't like being outside in the heat? Like, if we went bowling every week, that would be my shit, dog.
That's funny, because we're coming up on Father's Day, and it's like, what's your perfect day, you know?
What's my perfect day for Father's Day?
No, like, I've been asked, like, what's your ideal day?
And what's ideal day?
Do you want to do this now, or we should do this for server? We should do this for, we should save this.
No, it's just the two of us. It's two dads. What's your perfect day, Father's Day?
Eighteen holes of golf.
Mm-hmm.
Some pool or beach or lake time.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Like, I don't control the weather, but obviously the weather, you know, should be.
You have to worry about it.
North of 80 would be ideal. That'd be my preference. And then, you know, some coitus, and we're done. We're out. We're done. That's it.
Okay.
That's my ideal day.
My ideal day is probably no one talk to me. Some gardening, like deadheading roses, and individual dinner.
Dinner by yourself?
Yes, solo.
What's that meal?
Steak au poivre.
Wow. I was gonna do Mexican food.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, you would go nachos. You would go, like, we did. Oh, by the way, we did wet burritos the other day. With, like, queso over the top of them.
Yep.
Yeah. I knew you would like that.
Ah, sounds amazing. Kidding me?
Yeah. I would be alone. I told you. You asked me. Remember at the NFL draft when I got back and I did the show? What did I say? What did I need?
Alone time?
48 hours of no one talking to me.
It's amazing.
Do you know what? Hang on. I'm gonna send you another picture. Do you know what I'm holding right now? I'll send you a picture of it. And you can tell the people what I'm holding right now. This is in my office right now. And I'm sitting in the picture right now. Picture will go. But yeah, I just don't, like, I know what I don't want to do is go to the pool. I know I'm probably going to have to go to the pool.
What's your favorite summertime activity? Because, like, at some point, like, the thing about the pool is I lean into this, like, that's my go-to summer activity.
I don't like baseball.
Iron dad points. I get to watch.
Baseball.
Okay, baseball.
Right. My kid's not into it. And it's too far to, like, make it a manageable thing.
I'm looking at a picture of four separate Father's Day cards.
Mm-hmm. Who do you think those are for?
Well, one of them's for your dad.
Mm-hmm.
And the other three are for you?
No, two of them are for my dad.
One's for your brother?
No, I'm not sending my brother. He's not my dad. Fuck that.
He is a father.
I'm not sending my brother a Father's Day card. All right. Does your brother send you a Father's Day card?
I don't think so.
No, he does. I know he doesn't. No disrespect to you, James. I know you don't. No, one is from Savannah for her grandpa.
Mm.
And then the other two are one from Savannah to me, and then the other one is from my wife to me. I'm already done. Father's Day is done. It's in the books. This comes out on what? Tomorrow? This comes out Wednesday, right?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Father's Day is already in the books. I've already got everything mapped out. They've already said they're going to go to the pool. We're golden.
All right.
I'm not going to the pool. I'm going to wake up when I wake up. I'm going to go get... What?
Serbs has entered the chat.
Whoa, buddy. It's his anniversary, right?
I work fucking hard. Well, yeah, my wife's at work, though. School's not out in her county.
Well, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Yeah, happy anniversary. Also, I opened the show letting the audience know that it is absolutely my fault why you are not on the program today. So... I apologize again for my schedule and just being a difficult human being. So
no, apologies. All good. I'm here because I, you know, worked really, really hard to get some stuff done for the new venture that Stephen Godfrey and Ryan Nanny are doing. This is a good chance to plug Phantom Island. If you're not already, please subscribe, because I don't know that we've done a show since this has been a thing, but... Ryan came on and talked about it. But subscribe to Phantom Island. I'm doing all the editing and stuff. Numbers and words. Single wing. Phantom Island. We're not all like this. Probably 7 more podcasts at some point.
Good.
Listen to our stuff. That's why I wasn't here for the beginning of the show.
So,
but shout out to Godfrey, because, you know, his edits are clean. I don't have to do much. So, you know, were this morning.
Nice. No, we
what are y'all talking about? How I saved the show?
Pretty much, yeah. I said we were going to save it for next week when you were on, but yes, you have been... I want to give you your flowers because you have been grinding. We changed podcast platforms. Most folks probably didn't notice that, but it's a big deal for us.
Apologies to the Spotify listeners. Can I break it down for the Spotify listeners? Because they're probably curious. Why did it take 5 extra days for us to get the show? Well, I'm not quite sure what I did that fixed it, but I'll give you a series of events in which I fixed it. It's like 5 days in. It's the episode showing up everywhere, right? Felder, you mentioned, like, on Pocket Cast, like, it's switched feeds. Overcast, Pocket Cast, whatever. It switched feeds. CastBox, yes. A couple places it switched feeds, but, like, on Apple Podcasts, no change.
But it also tells you that it's switched feed.
Yeah, on yours it told you it switched feed, so it was also, you know, proactive. But I think for those that don't tell you, you shouldn't have seen any difference. I'm like, what the fuck is going on with Spotify? Can't find any good, like, stuff on Reddit or online, so I just start poking things. And I I got us essentially like I found a way to grant us access to Spotify for Creators, even though we don't publish straight through Spotify. Right. And then I started pushing a bunch of buttons. I took down the, or I replaced the audio on the episode. I changed the email address listed in like our old host platform. I did like five things, and then all of a sudden it popped up. So you're welcome, Spotify listeners. And also, I'm sorry it took me so long to just start throwing shit at the wall.
There we go. Now, what we were talking about is the picture that I just, that you should probably have.
Let's see. What'd you do?
No, what do you mean? What did I do?
I haven't seen the picture yet. Nice.
I did the same thing I do every year.
Cards.
Server, yeah. What is your ideal day? What does that look like?
I'm trying to think of what I did Sunday, because I think that was it. I didn't do much. I think I helped my dad out a little bit. Stayed home. Cooked dinner.
That's not bad.
That's pretty much it. I took my dad like a... we had an old desk in here that I wasn't using anymore. And so I took that to my dad in the back of my truck. Like, I picked it up, put it in the back of the truck.
That's a fucking Ford Ranger.
Yeah, and a Ford Ranger. And then that was it. I think I ordered Hungry Howie's. I didn't even cook dinner, actually. I just ordered Hungry Howie's. That was a perfect
day. Thank you. Hey, man. Thank you for being on the Hungry Howie's train.
Listen, fast food pizza is garbage, but Hungry Howie's at least makes it interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. I had Hungry Howie's this past Friday.
Yeah. It's just, it's more consistent than any of the, like, I know what I'm getting with Hungry Howie's. I don't know what I'm getting from any other fast food pizza place.
Like,
it's
surely
just
all of
shoot.
The cheese could be on one side, and you're like, I don't
know. They could have dumped the entire can of sauce onto the pizza or none at all. They could have not have even cooked the pizza. They might have just, like, you know, held their hands over it to warm it up a little bit. You know, rub like, their hands across it. Yeah, one of those little things. Sometimes it feels like that's what they do. Like, the last time I got a Little Caesars pizza, I'm pretty sure that's how they heated it up.
Yeah, it's wild. I'm like, yo, let me just... And here's the thing, at least for me, because Hungry House is also one of the, like... I don't know if you call them sponsors or whatever for my kids' school. At least... Through. Worst case scenario, they get points and they get money from me ordering that pizza. So I'm just going to keep doing that. And they've recognized me multiple times. They're like, oh, this is the guy. Because I order Hungry Howie's for every party. I'm Hungry Howie's for when we're going to have pizza, but I'm not going to make it. And they are like, oh, this is the guy. And we know that he likes his pizza to get double cut. And this is a guy. Like, he does all this stuff.
Hartzell, am I wrong here in that, like, the number one way to win our guy over, if you're just out in public and you're not, like, an acquaintance, is to recognize him as a regular?
Yeah.
Whether it be bar, restaurant, grocery store.
Pretty much.
But you have to here's the thing. Here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to flip it up. Same coin, different side. I have to put in the work to be a regular, right?
You do. Yeah, no. It's not something that just, this is nothing that's handed to you.
No. It cannot be handed to you. You have to, listen, trust is earned, not given. Damn. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I have to earn this. I put some FaceTime in with these people, with these people, with everyone. I put FaceTime in.
They don't put championship rings on soft hands.
No, they don't. They do not. And I see these people, I see all of them. From Hungry Howie's to, like, I know who's going to deliver my pizzas from Hungry Howie's. I know him. I see him. I know who I'm going to see when I go to the Harris Teeter. Now I have two Harris Teeters, by the way.
Woo! Two TDs.
Like, I got two TDs. I have, like, two and a half. But maybe. For sure, two. I have the one that's by my house, and then I have the one that's at South Carolina by the fuel center.
Hell yeah. Shout out South Carolina.
They're like, oh yeah, you're here all the time. And I'm like, yeah, every weekend. Then here's the thing you end up with though. If you go to Harris Teeter every Sunday at 9:45, because you know it's going to take you more than 15 minutes to shop, so you got to get your wife wine, so you can make it out of there by the 10 o'clock time when they're allowed to sell alcohol, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're there with the same people all the time. So now I have these people I don't even know. They live in South Carolina. I don't know who these people are.
I know you love North Carolina. Like, you're a North Carolina guy.
I am. One
through and through. UNC grad. You know, like, holy. There's no doubt about it. Spiritually, personality-wise, you are very upstate South Carolina, my friend.
Jesus. No. Why?
Yeah, you are, dude.
No.
You are trapped in the suburbs of Charlotte, but you are, I mean...
I don't know.
Brother, you're Anderson. You're Anderson.
No.
Yeah, dude. Yes, you are.
No.
You are fucking Seneca, bro.
No. I am. I don't know what I am. I don't think I'm caramel.
What I am is what I am.
I don't think I'm caramel. Which is where I live. I don't think I'm caramel. I think I can navigate calm. Oh, my God. Oh, I didn't even get to tell you. I'm glad you hopped on.
Save the show.
That's what
I did. Save the show. We still have a ton of voicemails, so no. We'll see what happens. I went out. I had my vest on, 20 pounds. And what I like to do is just, like, loop around my neighborhood. And so I ran into... my new friend, Brandy, met her husband. I believe his name is Pete. And no, her husband's not Pete. Pete's the other guy. God, what's her husband's name? I don't know. Paul, maybe?
Up in the spreadsheet.
It's not in the spreadsheet yet. But I walk down there and Brandy's out. And I spend... So I'm on a walk. I'm trying to just get a mile in. Brandy talked to her husband. Then Pete comes down on a bike, and Pete's the guy that has, like, the, you know, like the wagon on the back of his bike that his kid's in. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about, yes.
So I'm talking to them. Then he comes down. Then I meet Pete. I also see one of the kids from Savannah's class and his twin brother, so I talk to them. This is like what my day looks like, Hartzell. How would you deal with that?
I don't love this at all. Just way too much interaction with people in my life that aren't a part of my life. I can't explain.
They go to the same pool.
Go
to the same school.
They're not family members. They're not close friends. That's kind of it. That's all I got.
So then, keep going. I run into our PTA president.
This is crazy.
Who's at a plant swap. Because I wanted to check out the plant swap, too. So, keep in mind, I'm also still in the vest. And everyone wants to try the vest. Do you like the vest? How is the vest? What do you think about the vest? Do you really like it? Which, by the way, Dad, I know you listen. Thank you for the vest. Truly helps me get a full workout in because I didn't go to spin class on Sunday.
Simply the best.
I truly
better than all the rest.
I might write that in his Father's Day card.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. But it's do they make like Singer trading cards?
Surely.
They've got to, right? Like, there's got to be a Tina Turner trading card.
I guarantee that at least the Rolling Stones and Kiss have done it. Because they merchandise everything.
Hang on. Tina Turner trading cards. Oh, yeah. There's one for $1.99. Are you kidding me?
I love it.
Oh, this is I gotta check out the shipping and see if I can get it here in time. This might happen.
Yes.
Give it to me. Oh man. Oh, this is, and you know what? If he gets it at a different time, he's gonna love it anyways. What's the difference? I'm his son. So I go to this like plant. I just wanted to see what plants they had so that I could, because if I was going to pick some up, I would then go back home, bring the wagon and go pick some up and go back home. I didn't even get a chance to look at the plants because this lady, I think her name is, starts with a, I think it's Meredith, was talking to Leah. Leah is one of our PTA presidents. She and I are on the superintendent parent family advisory council together. So I talked to her for 30 minutes, Hartzell.
This sounds like so unnecessary, dude.
What do you mean?
I mean, just what I said.
Unnecessary. So we talked, and we, like, I found out, like, I felt really comfortable with her because she... I let her talk first, and I let her, like, tell me how she feels. And it's very cool to hear someone say the things that you feel about your school and then the school that your kids are going to go to next. Because she was like, I don't understand why these parents are, like, taking their kids out of the middle school that we go to, but then putting them back in the high school that we go to. And I was like, okay, so there are other people that feel the exact same way. Thank you. It was a good conversation. Like, how do the parents around you feel about the middle school?
They're encouraged. I mean,
Based
on the teachers and the ratings and just, you know, other people's experiences.
Like,
it's not something I'm talking about for 30 minutes when I'm... It's not something that comes up. I'm not initiating that conversation. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we, like, she and I just both talked about, like, pouring energy into the middle school. The same energy that we get from the elementary school, we can pour that into the middle school. And if we can pour that into the middle school, everybody else, all a rising tide lifts all ships. And that was kind of our conversation. And then I get back, and my across-the-street neighbor, who went to my same high school 30 years before me, stops me. And again, Hartzell, this is all in a 20-pound vest. I've done 2 miles in a 20-pound vest. 2 miles in a 20-pound vest. All I wanted to do...
I've already heard this story. It's still funny.
All I want to do is get home, dude.
What's stopping you? Nothing.
My across-the-street neighbor.
Hey, give me a minute. He's a good neighbor. Hey, good to see you. What's up, Jim? Hey, give me a minute.
Hang
on. I'll be right back.
No. Well, I appreciate your sentiment, Hartzell, but this is something Felder has never done before. So if Felder all of a sudden does this, they're going to think one of two things. Something's wrong with Felder, or they've done something wrong.
Yeah, they fucked up.
Which they haven't.
So I talked to him for 20 minutes. We talk about, because he's, by the way, he's from Kansas City. And then he moved to Charlotte, and he talked about, like, he was like, there was, like, crazy, like, racism, and, like, this was going on. And I was like, hey, man, East Mex becomes super integrated, and we have a really good, like, this and that, and... You know, they, like, we have a long-ass talk, dude. And then finally, I'm like, all right, you go do your thing, big dog, big time. And then I walk home. You would have lost your mind.
No, I wouldn't, because I wouldn't have put myself in that situation. Boundaries.
Where do you run?
Boundaries.
What boundaries are you setting?
Lots.
I want to hear about it.
I set a boundary before we started the show today. Remember? I said, hey, I got to be out at this time.
Yeah, I know. A hard out.
Yeah, I mean, the boundaries I set are all around me, and I think you would benefit from that, but that's just, the, like Cerber said, that's not how you roll. You're not wired that way. You thrive on this interaction. You need it.
No. And Roddy said it. Roddy said it when we were in Indianapolis. I'm good at it.
That was 5 years ago.
Right. But Roddy made, I never thought about it the way that Roddy put it. I'm good at it.
Your circumstances have changed since that conversation. You were a Chicago resident at the time.
Yes.
Okay. You're back home. You're surrounded by people that you interacted with or know from 20, 25, 30 years ago.
Yes. Oof.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it is. It has been cranked up, if that's possible.
Yeah.
It has been cranked
way up. These are all new people, just for the record. These are all new people.
Regardless.
What I'm saying is I'm good at it.
Yeah, and that's fine. And that's and
it makes them feel better.
Okay. Stop.
At the end of the
just pause right there. Pause right there. I am not as concerned with making other people feel better outside of my immediate circle. Family, close friends, strangers, acquaintances, not a priority for me.
I'm a giver.
I don't have it.
I'm a giver.
I don't have it.
That here's the thing.
You have a much larger fuel tank, battery capacity, whatever metaphor you're comfortable with.
I don't.
With. Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
It drains me.
I've got an 8-year-old iPhone. If this thing ain't plugged in, the battery's dead in 90 minutes.
I wish I had a BlackBerry still.
From 8 years ago, yeah.
Like, you don't got me on that, dog. My phone, I woke up this morning, you know what my phone battery was on?
5.
12.
Double digits. That's
pretty good, dude. Pretty good.
I'm doing better.
So you also have owned like 4 different iWatches since I've known you, though.
They break.
Yeah. They break.
The screen shatter. The screen shatter.
What are you doing? Clumsy.
Living my life.
How does no? I need to know. We're gonna do. We're gonna run through these voicemails like.
There's no
like
chance.
Sprinting. Yes, we
no
are.
Chance. We have like double digit voicemails, dude.
We're gonna sprint through them, but I want to know how the screen. Mike, I have a watch. I wear a regular like normal watch.
The iPhone or the iWatch, the screen is glass, and it just it's wrapped.
What do
in glass.
You think is in the front of my watch?
Yeah, but there's no okay. I know what watch you have.
iPhone glass is different though, man.
It's just it. There's no boundary. The glass
you can't have a,
comes
no
down
case
the side.
For it?
Yeah, yes, they make those. They make those.
But Hartzell's not going to put that on himself.
I have not.
So you refuse to get the case.
I've started taking the watch off when I do projects where. You know, there's some shattering potentials.
We've talked about this. Why do I have the watch I have?
Because you're a motherfucking hustler?
Because I'm putting my hand down garbage disposals. I'm grabbing things out of, you know, I'm digging. I'm doing all this stuff. My dad told me, he goes, get a Sterling. It's tough, it's durable, and it's not expensive.
Give me the watch.
Hartzell, get a Sterling.
The watch.
Get a Sterling.
No, I'm good. Thank you. Again,
you
boundaries.
Hang on.
I'm
can you
cutting,
tell time?
I'm. Can I tell time?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like analog style.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, time's just a construct, bro.
It's 11:18.
Then you saw that in
you just looked
digital.
On your screen and read that. Yeah.
I have an analog watch face on my iWatch. It's not digital.
Is that what you looked at to see?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
The way you said, yeah, you're such a liar.
It also gives me the temperature. It gives me my stats.
All that on an analog screen.
I will take a picture.
I love when we get you.
You didn't get me.
I'm so mad. Why are you so angry, man?
I'm not
angry. I got back from vacation.
I'm not angry, man. I just, it's amazing that Felder does all this stuff and like. I mean, I sat next to your dad at our live show last summer, and I talked to him for a while. And
how was that?
It was incredible. I mean, your dad's like a very down to earth, different cat than you. Okay?
What do you mean?
That's fucking mean the way you said that.
He's different. He's like, you guys are similar.
He went from being really nice about his dad to kind of being mean about Felder.
He was like, Steven, the things that you talk about on the show, I've been telling Michael about for years. He won't listen to me. He won't change. He won't stop doing what he's. And I'm like, you know what?
Obstinate.
This, on some level, this validates where I'm coming from, because you guys like to team up on me and you're like, this is an absurd take, you're wrong. But
when my father agrees with you,
those closest to you are like, yeah, man, this is the struggle. This is it. Like, you're doing it in the show for like a condensed amount of time while I've been dealing with it for, you know, decades.
Yeah, you are on this show the surrogate for my mom, dad, and wife.
Not me.
Like, you are their
immediately
surrogate.
Like, no, don't do that thing. When you say a thing, Hartzell, I just immediately assume I will never do that thing.
You know who else does that? My wife.
Smart lady.
Whatever I say is a good idea. Like, hey, we should do this for dinner. Hey, we should leave at this time.
I love this.
She's like,
I got one of those too. Mine's from Yakinville.
I don't think that's right.
You got yours from Kansas City?
Kansas City by way of Kennesaw, but yes.
Whew. Hey, Kansas City. My dad will get that one. It's from the movie, what's the Rundown with The Rock and Stifler?
I can't help you there. I'm sorry.
Is it not called The Rundown?
I'm pretty sure it's called The Rundown.
Yeah, it's called The Rundown.
Yeah.
The Rock and Stifler, and he's got the...
Yeah.
Stifler makes an appearance on Righteous Gemstones this season. Yeah. Pretty interesting.
I
integral role.
No spoilers. All right.
You ready to rock? You ready to rock and roll? Let's run. You want to run fast?
I have 11 voicemails, dude.
You ready to run?
I mean, yeah, they're ready.
All right, let's go. Let's go 206.
Hey guys, Dave in Seattle, calling back. I just wanted to say, if there's anything I've learned from listening to Hartzell for the last 5 years or so, it's that if you're gonna be loud, if you're gonna be wrong, do it loudly, confidently, and in public. Thanks a lot. Have a good day. Let's grow.
All right. Excellent call. Next voicemail.
Go Dogs.
Okay. What about this? Let's go to 828, our buddy Nat.
Hey, guys. It's your girl, Nat. Just wanted to call and check in. Mostly wanted to call and give a shout-out to Serbs. He zoomed into my sport marketing class and killed it.
Awesome.
It was awesome and set me up to tell everyone about you guys and about the Shutdown Fullcast and the Charity Bowl, and the youth were impressed. I have to say that. And shout out to Felder as well with the Career Day. Love that content. And Hartzell, I'm a little disappointed. We live about 10 minutes from UW's campus and didn't hit us up while you were out here, but loved hearing about your journey and hope you get to make it out here again soon. Also had an interesting youth sports question for you all. So we do Rise Above. We do a lot of basketball clinics and sports camps. And at a clinic a while back, we had a kid lose his basketball. The parent reached out that a kid lost his basketball. So I was like, oh, that sucks. You know, he didn't put his name on it and kind of got lost in the shuffle. And I was like, oh, well, we will replace it, you know, because we like to, you know, make sure the kids are taken care of. It was a $100 basketball.
God damn.
It didn't have a kid's name on it. Isn't that absurd? Like, I'm not a parent, so I can't. I mean, I'm a dog parent, but I'm not going to send my kids to a camp with a $100 basketball. What are we doing, guys? Anyways, love you guys. Let's grow.
So, always love to hear from Nat. Hartzell, do you write your kids' names on everything?
Yes.
Same.
That's how I grew up. My baseball glove from youth still has my name and phone number.
Same.
Now, basketballs, like, I don't know if I'd go full name. I might just go, like, initials. But I feel like it can be done discreetly. It can be done.
Hang on. I have my glove from when I was a kid. I'm going to send you guys a picture of this. It's faded, obviously, because it's
faded.
35 years old.
Faded. What's the signature? Who signed it on the mitt?
Inside? Cal Ripken.
Cal Ripken? Nice.
Yeah. But I'm going to send it to you because this is something that we have a massive problem with. Oh, look at that watch. Okay, I see what you're doing. You got like a chronograph. You got a chronograph like inside of the Apple Watch.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It's an analog watch. You asked a 41-year-old man if he could tell time. I just want to clarify that. Go ahead. Continue with your glove story.
No, I just sent you the picture. That's it. On the topic of bringing a $100 basketball to a basketball camp,
I am not surprised by that.
I don't think I'm surprised by it. Because, again, my kid goes to the pool with, like, very expensive equipment.
Yeah, bro, these kids are swinging $300 bats. They have sliding mitts. Sliding is illegal in our age group of baseball.
The thing is the expensive part is, like, it's on her body. So, like, she's not going to lose her suit.
Yeah, but these kids in sports.
She's not going to lose her bag, and her bag has her name on it.
They're all about the drip. That's all. Like, that's it.
Yeah, but it's not. The thing for, and I guess that's the part that's, I find a little frustrating is, it's not about the drip, to me. It shouldn't be, at least. Like, you should be like, I need this because I am good. And you have to get good before you get drip. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense to me, but that's not, these kids are like, I'm going to look good, and I'll worry about playing good later.
Later.
Which, look, man, like, I mean, part of it, too, depends on the sport, man. Like, Serber and I are not great golfers, but we look spectacular.
Sure, but you're an adult.
Yeah.
That's
an important distinction, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
You know what you're not going to do? You're not going to leave one of your clubs.
No, sometimes, I mean, it happens on accident.
But we always run back, dude. Like, it happened to me at the green at 2 at Tanglewood.
Yeah. So you didn't leave your club.
But the tee was in the tee for 3 was right there. It was embarrassing though, you know. I had to run
right, but
back
you,
from the tee box.
It's, that's just, the thing.
But
You're not going to get through the entire round and be like, "Oh shit, where's my 9 iron?"
I don't know, man. How far have you gone, Hartzell? I've gone like 3 holes before without a club.
Yeah, sometimes it happens. Yeah. It happens. Sometimes
kids aren't drinking either, so it's different.
I don't drink out on the course.
Neither are we,
you
man.
Hit the peen.
You ain't hanging out with Penn Griffey
Jr.
Okay,
these kids are not inebriated.
Yeah.
Does that matter?
They are. They're stupid. They're idiots. They're children.
Yeah, they're children.
They're not hanging out with Penifer Lopez, that's for sure.
They don't have the fully developed brain.
By the way, Penifer Lopez might be the funniest thing that you've ever said on this show.
I love that. Penifer Garner?
Oh, my God. Penifer Beal.
Woo! I thought it was Jessica Biel, though.
Oh, damn. I got that one wrong. Huh? Fuck that.
That's okay. Penifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah. I can't think of another one.
Everyone's out of Jennifer's. That was a good silence we had there, though. Next voicemail. It was fun talking to Nat's class, by the way.
Was it good?
Yeah, that was fun. Hey, Nat, in Seattle, if I was there, I'd hit you up. There's a couple people I'd hit up. Uncle Skip, Nat, my boy Tony Castricone. I'd hit up some people. Hartz will hit up one of those people. That's fine.
Very good. I'll tell you what else I'd do
in Seattle.
What?
Oh, yeah, it's fun. By the way, if you teach a class that's, you know, related to this or audio production or anything like that, and you want me to zoom in, like, I'll make time for it if I'm able. We can always, like, schedule it a couple weeks out so that we can make time. But, like, I'll be here for you if you need me. I can give you 30 minutes.
100%. If you work in sports media, I think all three of us are willing. I know Server and I are.
Yeah.
And I assume Hartzell is also.
Yeah.
Like, to just, like, help folks understand stuff. Like, I've been, shout out to Katie Shook, who, actually, like, she talked to a guy. She talked to the kid that I met at the NFL draft who was staying in the same hotel as me, was doing a conference for HBCUs. I have now connected him with multiple people. And then I also talked to one of his friends who's interested in getting into sports media. He works. He wants to work in wealth management. So I connected him with a couple people. And, yeah. Like, my biggest goal in life, and I think that comes from my parents, my biggest goal in life is to make people better than I am. Mm-hmm. Period. Yep. That's it. That's my goal.
I'll even break it down for you. If you need someone who specifically, if you need somebody who can talk about, like, television, you know, what it's like to be in studio for that, mm-hmm. behind the scenes, the writing process, like, Felder is perfect for that. If you need somebody to talk about, like, management of personnel and, like, coordination across, like, a large logistics. Network of people, like, Hartzell is your man. If you need someone who's, like, very much production focused and good with staff communication, like, I'm that guy. Like, we can talk about those things. We all kind of bring something different to the table, but happy to share with anyone.
And I also have, like, other people that you can talk to.
I don't. No one knows me. Like, we've talked about this. Felder talks to everyone in his neighborhood and in the industry. I don't really talk to many people. Everyone that I talk to, I have a podcast with.
All right. Where are we going to go next? You go 919?
Sure.
Hey, guys. Jay and Riley here. Just got back from Asheville and just wanted to take a minute to remind everybody to keep not forgetting about Western North Carolina. Talking to some folks out there. And they're still only 80% done with the cleanup, which means they haven't really even begun the rebuild.
Right.
It's been almost, 8 months now since Helene. So if you can support, they would love your business out there. The mountains in the summer rule. The parts of Asheville that people visit, the South Slope breweries, all that stuff is back and up and running. But you drive 5 minutes, 10 minutes out of town and the landslides are really visible. There's houses that are still demolished. You can see that tree was 100 yards over there and now it's over here. And it's going to take a long time. And I know it's been a while since we talked about Asheville, just wanted to throw that out there. And however anybody can support, go spend your money, buy Asheville beer, take a vacation if you can do that. Or just, think about them and tell other people to do that because of whatever situation you're in. But don't forget about Asheville and let's grow.
Yeah, I was just there in April. Yeah, I can echo everything he said. I was like around Mars Hill where my buddy lives, went up to his house, and that's not very far outside of Asheville, and it was really, really bad in every low-lying area. There was like a really nice neighborhood that I think this speaks to kind of the spread of devastation and how, because I hate to say this, but a lot of times certain things are prioritized in like recovery efforts.
Sure.
Even all these months later, like there was a $1 million neighborhood that's like inaccessible because of the road just being out and they couldn't, nothing there yet. Like everywhere. And then the poorest parts of town were really
shut down.
Yeah, man. There are places where it still looks like a bomb went off. You could tell like a lot has been done for cleanup. You could tell like you can, because you can totally see normalcy in places. But like then you can turn the corner and it really looks like someone dropped a bomb and like nothing is back. Everything's covered in mud. Like, so it's really rough. A lot of people left Western North Carolina. Like I don't think that is, a lot of people left and aren't there anymore. And a lot of people left that could have helped and didn't. Like, so, yeah, they need support. They need people to go visit and eat at the restaurants and go to downtown Asheville and go to Biltmore and go, like, they really, really, really need everyone to do that. And then they need people to consider moving back there as well.
Well, the thing that gets me is the current administration. What the? I'm not going to fucking sugarcoat this goddamn fucking bullshit. The Trump administration has FEMA denied covering the recovery effort.
Yeah, and they only did it because Asheville is a
liberal city.
It's a liberal hub.
Yeah, it's fucking bullshit, and I think it sucks. So,
and we have a Democratic governor. That's the reason that they did it.
Right.
That's how they're doing things.
Yeah, Josh Stein. Like,
we don't have to kid around. The death squad is at our fucking door.
So, yes, if you have any ability to get there, and you know what? You know that I hate Asheville. I don't like being there. But you know what it is? Asheville's, if you got an uncle that you hate, but also that uncle's a part of your family, you show up for that uncle, don't you? And that's the thing for me. So I think we may be taking, like, whether it's a day trip or it's a weekend, I think we're going to go to Asheville because Kristen loves it. And I think we're going to go and on the way stop at anywhere we can to, like, help out a little mom and pop shop and all the stuff that's on the way up there. Because if you don't know, there is a ton. Like, I might buy some whorehound candy. Just, it's ridiculous that these motherfuckers won't, like, that's the way that you think? Fucking fake-ass assassination attempt. Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck that motherfucker. For real.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm... And I don't know if we have to cut it, we cut it. But I'm just...
Oh, fuck that motherfucker.
I'm watching our state, and I'm seeing... Because every single day, I watch the news in the morning. And I see how hard people are working. I know that I've already donated money and product to make sure that it gets up there. They can't get it up there all the time because the roads aren't fixed. If you're going to deny the FEMA money to get there, what is the point of what FEMA does?
Though that is exactly their point. They don't. Do you think they want FEMA to fucking exist?
No, they don't. Right. And that's the part that is fucking, like, that breaks my heart.
Yeah.
Because if anything happened in any of these, I just want people to be okay. Like, I remember, and this is a true story. We used to get $15 after the game. $15. 120 players, 125. We got $15 after the game. They gave us a pizza, a Gatorade, and $15. And Jesse Holly, guy that played for the Cowboys, most people know him as Mr. Fourth and Long, like, he won the show. Jesse stood up in front of our entire team and said, "Hey, man, I think we're doing all right." Like, not as a team, we weren't doing very well. He's like, "But I think we're clothed, we're housed, we're good." He said, "What if we take our $15, all of us, and we donated it to Katrina?" Like, we did that. Like, this isn't a joke. It's only like $1,800, $2,000, whatever it is. But he was like, "Let's do this. Let's send them our money to help." And to have a government that doesn't want to do that, that's wild to me, man. Like, it's disheartening.
There's a lot of disheartening shit. A lot.
I just want to make sure I'm not wrong. Like, we're talking about 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, tops 22-year-old boys going, "Hey, we don't need this money right now. Like, we'll find a different way to get drunk tonight. We'll find a different way to do whatever. Like, this is fine." let's give it to them. And then UNC, I remember UNC taking in Tulane students.
Yeah.
Like, it just is, like, I don't get it. Like, I don't. Nope. And I guess, yeah, and hey, to the caller, like, I am still very, like, I don't know if you can tell, but I'm still very fucking passionate about this because it is my state. This is our state, and I love it, and I care about it, and it matters to me.
Shout out to Our State magazine as well.
Yes, shout out to Markovich. Shout out to, like, this is, it does, it matters. And it's not a news event that you see one day and then it goes away. And I understand it's not 9/11, right? For everybody else. It's not Katrina for everybody else. But in this state, it has been remarkably devastating.
Yeah. And Tennessee and Georgia.
And Tennessee and Georgia, and also part the lower part of Virginia. Like, it's been devastating.
Kentucky, fucking.
Yeah.
Has shit happened.
Kentucky as well. Right. Like, it's like, been like,
listen, Appalachia is fucking bleeding.
This isn't a thing that was ever supposed to happen there. So then what do we do now? Maybe we rev up our fucking science programs and pay attention to the fact that climate patterns are shifting. And not in a good way. How did it get that way? Oh, because we're fucking up the entire world. Mm-hmm. I just, oh my God.
But people, the problem, like, there are not enough people, unfortunately, that stand up and say, I care about all of us. There are too many people that care about them and theirs. Me. And it's either, yes, it's either just me or them and theirs. And outside of that small circle, the consequences of their actions are not important to them.
It just sucks. Like, this is a huge, I truly don't think that people that don't live here, near here, realize how devastating this has been. And it's waves of devastation, right? Mm-hmm. It's the initial devastation where people don't even know where some of their neighbors or relatives are because of the flooding. They still don't know where they are. Then you have no access to that place because of the flooding washing out bridges, roads, whole deal, and the landslides, as he mentioned. And then the fact that they live, they eat off of right now. Right now is where they eat off of. Mm-hmm. Tourism and folks coming in, going to restaurants, and the restaurant can't work if you've got, you know, 6 inches of sludge.
And people don't feel good still. Like, I think this is another thing that it might be lost on a lot of people. Like, my best friend is there. He's a guy in Marshall, and like,
yeah,
he and his wife are still traumatized. Like, the people around them are still traumatized. Like, when a thunderstorm happens, people there don't react the same way anymore. People don't just say, oh, it's a storm. People immediately start pacing around their houses and going down into their basements and looking to see, is water coming in? What's like, people, everyone's life has changed there forever because of this event too.
Right.
Like, on top, like we talk about the broad, you know, view of it all, but on a personal level, like, everyone is very hurt. Deeply scarred. And for that to be answered with indifference, you know, being ignored, brushed under the rug, swept aside, however you want to look at it.
It's fucking sucks.
It's fucking terrible.
I'm like,
so Asheville is this victim that it's happened, but keep your eyes on, this is what happens to every victim eventually. Yeah. Whether it's the Me Too movement, whether it's the LGBTQ community, whether it's peaceful protesters, whether it's people that support Palestine, whether it's Democrats, whether it's women, like, it is always like, eventually it's going to spread to everyone, even the people who have reveled in victimizing others for so long, eventually you will be a victim too. And those people don't listen to this show, but maybe one of you will clip us and like play it for your family member that is like fucking lost right now. But this is going to hit you eventually.
It just sucks.
It's not going to. It's not. It is not going to stop with minorities, and it is not going to stop with people who are impoverished. It's not going to stop there. It will stop eventually at the very, very tip top, but none of us are there, and none of us can get there. None of us will ever be there, no matter how hard we work, no matter how lucky we get.
Yeah, it just makes me like super. I don't know, man. Like I just like, I don't care if it was Hurricane Andrew, Irene, obviously Katrina, like. You have to put the part of being an American that I have always been proud of, especially as someone coming from a military family. My grandpa, my dad, my grandma, my uncle, like part of the spine was always showing up. Mm-hmm. And to decide to not show up is fucking disgusting.
I do truly feel like the answer now is like there are a lot of you who have. And I'm not here to tell you how to live your life, but I am here to offer you a suggestion. A lot of people, and I'm one of these people, have for a long time just ignored shit that their family says and decided not to engage in conflict or cut people out. Like, this is the time to actually try to start changing their minds. This is the time to get into fights with them, to start shit and finish shit and try to get them to see. Like, it is time to kick and scream. It's time to...
Right.
Like, I understand it's much easier. Well, I understand, and it's sometimes it feels healthier, but like everyone's life is on the line. Everyone's freedom is at stake. Everyone's ability to just exist as they are is at stake. So you like make your choice wisely as to, you know, if there's someone that is harmful and is harmful to people in your family and they're going unfucking checked, like it's time to call them out of the next fucking cookout. It's time to make people uncomfortable. I'm tired of being uncomfortable and just keeping my mouth shut.
Well, that's I will say this. That's one of the things that it because I'm black. I'm a black man. Like, I am I'm not on the other side of that. I agree with you. I just am lucky enough to not have to. We all agree.
Yeah.
Like we're all like, yeah, fuck them.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I am mostly speaking to majority of our white audience.
Cis white men.
Yeah. Like,
so you know what? Hartzell, what do you have? 12 minutes? 10?
Yes.
You got 10?
We don't need to rush this conversation. I mean, this is a healthy dialogue.
I think we said enough.
Okay.
All right, let's go to 336.
Heck of a transition there.
Hey, this is Mike in Greensboro. First of all, I want to apologize for Felder. I was one of those people in the buses that was in your way during the PGA championship, although I was rocking the Hand in the Dirt koozie as I was
there we go. Tears
out on the course. The reason I called is I would like to come to Hartzell's defense about the shipping of the koozies. I think there may be a problem with the greater Greensboro Area Postal Service because I have ordered hoodies from Homefield Apparel, which does ship things on the reg, and they know what they're doing. And I have received an empty package with a letter from the Postal Service saying, oops, sorry, your package is empty. But like you guys, Homefield took care of me, and I'm glad you're taking care of the people that didn't get their koozies. But
I tried.
Just want to say, it might not be Hartzell's fault. Let's grow.
It is his fault. We've got photographic evidence. Yeah, who is this fucking Mark that you named Mike?
Mike is not a paid actor.
Is this a plant?
I don't know, Mike.
Why are you being a Mark for Hartzell, bro?
That's an interesting development, Mike. Thank you for the phone call.
No, dude. You didn't seal the envelopes. Like, we've been over this. You didn't seal them. None of them were sealed. I got another DM, and I told him to email Felder. He was like, I didn't want to say anything. And don't. Yeah,
75%. 75% of the things you sent out did not get there with
three
the
of the four. Oh, no. There was a fourth. Don't you remember? I thought there was a fourth.
No, I thought
it was four out of four.
It's three out of four.
Okay, but the one that got it, it wasn't sealed, right?
If you're the one that got the koozie in the white envelope, please call in 336-448-3607.
Yeah, we need you now more than ever. I need to know that you got all four koozies and stickers that were in that package.
I don't think they did. I don't think anyone got it. I thought it was 100% failure rate is what we eventually concluded. This was while you were traveling.
Which Felder made whole, just to clarify.
Felder did right.
In the business, we call those make goods.
We did decide that this would just not be something we would ask you to do again in the future. Like, worst case scenario, I'll take
fully
over.
Fully in charge.
Fully,
but this
man is
Felder's thing now, yes. This will not escape his purview at all.
We all have our strengths.
We do. We all look. We're like the Avengers.
Yeah, and we all have our weaknesses.
Prior to that, it was Captain America, not Captain America. Captain Planet. Captain Planet.
Captain Planet. Yeah.
Wind, water, fire, heart. Yeah. Which one are you?
Which one am I?
Yeah.
Wind, water, fire, heart. Wind.
Server.
What am I choosing between? Wind, fire, and water?
Or
wind,
heart?
No. You're choosing between... What are the
Felder
ones?
Felder thinks he's wind.
I'm wind.
Okay.
I don't know.
Why? What would you call me?
I'm earth. I had you as heart, honestly.
You had me as heart?
Yeah. I mean, you cried on the show today. I mean, like, you are the heart.
Nah, I'll take heart. You can have wind.
I want water.
Your water? That's some Bruce Lee shit, dude.
It'll wear you down eventually.
Yeah, it's called erosion.
Serbs, I think you're fire.
I don't. Am I not earth? Can I be earth?
I think you're fire.
No, I don't like fire.
All right, you can be wind.
You can be wind.
Wind either. I don't like the fucking wind. Well, just call me the breeze.
Yeah,
that's why they call you. That's why they call you the breeze.
All right, JJ Kale version specifically.
Can we go to 812?
What's up, guys? Derek in Kentucky. Just had a horrible experience in the Charlotte airport, but had a moment of light when I found the Minute Suites and was able to take an airport shower at 3:30 in the morning. Made the best out of a bad situation. Let's grow.
What did that cost, Derek? Call back. What did that cost to take a shower?
336-448-3607.
The Charlotte airport continues to be, and this was made popular by the PGA Championship. Like, everybody who came to town was just dunking on the city. But the airport
No. I know what you're talking about. And I know where it started, stemmed from.
This show. I've been preaching this for 5 years.
You have been preaching about the airport. Not about my city. Just the airport. Correct or incorrect?
That's accurate, but the airport slander has extended to pro sports franchises.
The rhetoric has extended to my actual city not having good food. Mm. That's insane. We know who the guys are. You know who they are.
Yeah. We have a close acquaintance.
So, there are two things. Now I'm fucking mad.
He's mad again.
I'm not mean. I am mad.
Don't be mad.
But
get glad.
Who the fuck are they getting their restaurant suggestions from? Like, I'm just looking at my. I live. You know where I live, right?
I've been to your house.
You've been to my house, both of you. How close is my house to Quail Hollow?
Very.
It takes one song to get there, because I drive by it every single day to take my fucking kid to school.
Tight.
It takes one song. One Florence and the Machine song, and we're there. Okay. So, within that space, we go to the pool. That is one song away from there. We don't go to that pool, because I can't afford to be at Quail Hollow.
Yeah.
God damn. I'm not rich.
Aspirations.
If you come to Charlotte, you stay in South Park. Okay, you don't want to move outside of that small bubble. If you don't go to fucking D.D. Pecker's, you don't go to Cookout, you don't go to Showmars, just as easy meals. If you don't go to Oak for a steak, then whoever told you where to go, they fucked up. My city didn't fuck up. Do you want to get on the actual highway, go to Wilkinson Boulevard? No, I know you don't. Why? Because there's black people there. But Barbecue King fucking smokes. You don't want to go to South 21? That shit is hitting hard. Like, don't tell me about my... Tell me you don't know about my city without telling me you don't know about my city. You want to go to Elmar Road? Get some fucking seafood? You don't want to go to the fucking fish place on South Boulevard? You want to go get barbecue on South Boulevard?
Mm.
Come on, dog. Don't.
Didn't they take this post down, by the way?
I think so.
I think they took it down.
Like, you don't get to tell me about my city without telling me you don't know anything about my motherfucking city.
Sponsors made him take it down, dude. That's why we don't know sponsors. You know, we just say what we say.
I think they got engagement, but I don't think it was the engagement they wanted. Because I remember like, I clapped back. I give them what they wanted. I clap back. But then I got no clapbacks to my clapback.
We got some great soul food that as you head towards downtown, we got great soul food. Like, don't play with
me. I got a bunch of likes. Got a bunch of likes to what I had to say.
Yeah, don't fucking
now
play.
The post ain't up anymore. So
you don't get to fucking play in my city. You don't get to play in my motherfucking backyard.
Sad.
Like, we don't know. Like, I like as much as there are transplants in this city, the reality of it is this is still a southern city. And our food is very good.
It's just better.
You don't know where to go. Why? Because you don't know people who know where to go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a completely motherfucking different thing.
Yeah, go outside, nerd.
Yeah, exactly. I listen to that every day, by the way.
Good.
Shut up, nerd.
I'm not outside. I'm not asking for much. Just an 8-ball of cocaine and $2 million.
Somebody text me what I want for Father's Day, and I sent them that video.
Yeah, that's what my dad said to me. I asked him, what do you want for Father's Day? He literally said that thing to me. Not because he wants those things, but he also watches the show.
Yeah, just give me an 8-ball and $2 million. I'm not asking for much.
Although, my dad would risk it all, probably, if it was free and he wasn't going to get in trouble.
You can't get in trouble for getting an 8-ball and $2 million. That you can't.
I don't think so. I think you can get out of trouble with the $2 million.
Yeah, if it's cash, you're good.
Yeah, man, no problem. Police are corrupt.
No, I'm just saying, like, if you bring it to my house, they don't even know I have it.
Yeah, you're right. Cocaine delivery service.
Just give me an 8-ball, $2 million.
Right away, sir. Right away, Mr. Felder.
Can we do we have dance? This will be the last one, and then we'll save the 2757s and the 281s.
281s? No, dance? I don't see dance. Everything's numbered here, man.
All right, what's the number for what's the numbers that aren't 757 and not 281?
Oh, my God. 425-570.
Go 425.
On the swimming team and the baseball team, there's a lot of hold ins. Well, how about a hold this? Let's grow.
Seriously.
Huh?
System okay. works, but that's not...
All right, let's go to the 570.
All
Hi, this is Zach calling from northeastern PA outside of Scranton, from the office fan, you know, a little town called Texville. But I couldn't help but notice on the last episode when Felder starts talking about his hat. Is he talking about the hat from the episode of So I Think You Should Leave? Is he rolling it down his arm like that? Popping it right on? You know, the safari hat with the flaps in the back? He's the only one who he's ever seen be able to pull it off? Has anyone else seen that sketch? But I mean, it really sounds like Felder's talking about that hat. I mean, is that the same hat? And I need proof. We need to know. Is he wearing the same hat from So I Think You Should Leave sketch that they make fun of viciously through text message? Because it sure sounds like it. Anyway, let's grow.
I'm in the dark here, so I think you should leave.
I'm very much in the dark as well.
It's Tim Robinson, but I don't watch.
Hat
I don't.
Sketch.
Mine's so here's the thing. Mine is not a fedora. Mine is that, which is what he's wearing. I have a hat that is basically like Nick Saban's hat, but it's made of all like fine mill. Like it's got the
Just a fedora though. This thing has like
right.
What is this
my hat
at the back of it?
My hat has that. I will say this: my hat does have that.
The thing coming out of the back of it?
Yeah, the flap on the back that protects your neck when you're gardening. But mine is like a wide brim, awesome. like it's one. It's a straw hat, but it's made out of like the fabric. It's a tight woven version of like a what do you
como
call it?
Se dice.
It's a tight version of the sun hoodie. It's a tight version of the sun hoodie, and on the top it gives you air on the top. Yes, I'm not embarrassed by this. Sun hat with neck flap.
Sweet neck flap.
Yeah, dude. There it is. Got it. Wide brim sun hat, neck flap. I know we have to leave. This is what I have. I'm putting it in the dock right now. I'm putting it at the top of the dock right now. I know we have to leave. Hang on. I know we have to leave. Paste. Come on, man. Just freaking paste. Sun hat with copy. I already copied you. All right, here we go. There it is. There's the hat. That's the hat. That's what I have.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, that's the show.
Yeah, that's the show. I'll take a picture of it when I wear it today, when I'm doing stuff.
That sounds great.
All right, thank you so much for listening to the show. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe. I am Michael Felder. He is Stephen Hartzell. He is Michael Serber. We were not expecting Michael Serber, so thank you for showing up, my man. I appreciate
it. We didn't get into everything. Real quick before we sign off, I'm playing a show, because I need to get this out there on the show. I don't think I've announced it yet. I'm playing a show in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, June 28th at Druid City Brewing. That is the brewing company of our dear dirtbag OG, Bo Hicks.
Classic.
And so we will be there June 28th. Ticket links will be posted pretty soon if they aren't by the time you're listening to this. Please come to that show if you're in the Birmingham, Tuscaloosa, Alabama area there. Thank you.
And Roll Tide.
Let's grow.